Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, just want to appreciate your efforts to guide us in a very good and interactive discussion, and appreciate how colleagues are engaging very substantively in a detailed way. This is exactly the kind of work that we need to do. One general comment to react to some of this very good discussion is to recall that what the GGE has already recognized, that autonomy is a spectrum. And because it's a continuum, it can be very difficult to draw a sharp distinction between fully autonomous systems and partially autonomous systems. And drawing different levels of autonomy can also be a bit arbitrary in terms of these kind of categorizations. And I think that's one of the reasons why the GGE has not, in its past discussions, found consensus on various levels or this distinction between partially or fully autonomous that some are advocating for. You know, I think an important consideration to the U.S. delegation is that we don't want to overly narrow the scope of our discussion. You know, we want a more inclusive discussion, you know, to make sure that this instrument can be very effective and relevant, and not to artificially narrow the scope of our instrument and our work in ways that would be unhelpful and make our instrument less effective. You know, I do think there's some divergent views about the term fully autonomous systems. Of course, some delegations are arguing that fully autonomous systems are unlawful or don't yet exist. Yeah, I think under our own terminology, you know, we do have autonomous systems that are fully autonomous that we think that we and other states do have, and we think these are lawful systems. So I think we do need to do more work to try and reach consensus on common understandings of what we're talking about. I think in relation to this point, I think we wanted to agree with a theme that we heard from our Austrian colleagues, that really we should not be doing the normative work of prohibitions here in the context of definitions and characteristics. I think our perspective is that using this definition, this working definition or characteristics, you know, we should use this work to build our common understandings of what we're talking about, and then later, as we discuss what is prohibited or regulated, I think that's where we can start to do normative work and define, well, this is prohibited under existing IHL, or this should be prohibited. So really did want to echo that theme from Austrian colleagues that, you know, this is important work that we can do, but we can also really shift and start to work on some of the other elements without reaching firm conclusions on this aspect as well. You know, one more general reaction I'll share just with regard to this question and then the next question, guiding question you have under topic one. And we were trying to understand, Chair, better your thinking about how this question is different from the prior elements, the first question that we worked on. Our delegation had a general reaction that this question here, as well as the next question, are really sub-elements of the first question that we worked on, the overarching characterization or definition. So what we saw here on the page in front of us, the text on the screen, is a building block or an element of the first question. And of course, we support you in trying to make sure we have common understandings of the basic concepts and think this could be very fruitful work, but we can also see this as in some way subsidiary to reaching consensus on the first question. Now just a few reactions to the specific text, you know, that you proposed. you know, first with regard to the chapeau, you do have the phrase that would be autonomous, and we were puzzling over this slightly. You know, we see autonomy as a capability, and we would prefer to be more descriptive. To our ear, the words would be implies some kind of condition or potentiality. You know, they would be autonomous if some condition is satisfied, but no condition is given. So I think we would recommend referring to revising the chapeau language so that it would read the functions and laws that can be performed autonomously by the laws are. So something that is more descriptive rather than potential, as you framed it. Regarding the first bullet, you know, we've discussed the notion of critical functions in the past. ICRC, I think, and others have proposed this. The GGE hasn't found consensus on it. Our concern with the framing of critical functions is that this category is unclear and unnecessary. We would prefer to move just straight to the specific functions in question rather than saying there's this category of critical functions and then we're going to define those sub-elements. I think the sub-element that we would move to and recommend that the group focus on is identifying, selecting, or engaging. That's the particular bullet where the GGE has found consensus in the past. An emphasis on identification, selection, and engagement of targets as among the essential characteristics that are of interest to the group. From our perspective, it should be an and rather than an or, you know, because these are components of the system. If the system is merely just identifying targets but not engaging these other functions like engagement, then it might not even be a weapon. So we would focus on identifying, selecting, and engaging targets. And that's it for this question. I thank you, Mr. Chair.